Hello and welcome back to the Bob Lynchman broadcast. I'm your host, Hank Hennegraaff, President of the Christian Research Institute, and we're delighted that you've joined us for the broadcast today. I invite you to join us on the air with your question Monday through Friday at this time, basically dialing 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. With Joseph DeCotch, Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, Greg Albrecht, who is the editor-in-chief of Plain Truth Magazine, as well as the executive director of Plain Truth Ministries, in studio with me today, along with their wives. And we're answering your questions, particularly related to the transformation by truth of the Worldwide Church of God and the lives of these individuals as well. We're going to go back to the phone line. Before we do, you were talking just before the break about the impact of your father's life.
Yes, in his ministry, my dad just loved to be with people. Some get tired of people, and there's a burden or a certain weight they feel, and feel that they need to get away from people. I think everyone experiences that to some extent. But my dad's real passion was to be with people. He always would surround himself with people. And every week he was trying to visit another one of our congregations in church. Around himself with people. So his skill, his strength, his gift was to connect with people. I think if he'd have lived longer, he would have been on the circuit, touring, connecting with people. So that's one of the things I'm trying to do and follow it in his footsteps. Go on and visit one of our churches every other week.
Perhaps his death may have been hatred. Of the changes that he was willing to make in the leadership
of the Spirit. Well, I'm convinced of that. I know the additional stress he felt physically from the denominational splits that occurred, and the negative things people would say, the accusations, the threats. I know that was something that gave him more stress. The colon cancer isn't something that gets better under any environment of stress. So, yeah, I'm sure it advanced it.
I'm personally amazed at the grace that you, Greg, your wives, have been able to demonstrate under some pretty fierce things. You've learned how to answer questions in not a defensive way, but in a very real, genuine way. Soft answer, turning away around, explaining to people patiently that you guys went through an enormous tactical problem. You could have very well just galvanized people around splinter groups, but you were concerned about their spiritual well-being. It's not about numbers. It's not about church membership. Obviously, you didn't care that much about that. If you had, you would not have seen organization dwindle in size and significance in terms of structures and edifices and money, buildings, and you name it. You were concerned about real people. And I appreciate that.
If I would have wanted to live some kind of a very stylish lifestyle, there was plenty of time to, let's say, reverse the momentum, galvanize all the people who left, hold them back together, and say, well, this was all wrong. I don't know what happened here. But I couldn't do that. After I tasted the Lord's goodness, I can't go back.
And that's really, if I can add to that, John, I think that's really part of the transformation, because I think it's a matter of where we were before, very, and I don't want to tread on any listeners' toes here, but very fundamentalist, very literalist, very dogmatic, very judgmental. And when Christ transformed all of us in the Worldwide Church of God, whomever we may be, the lady listening out there in Georgia today, or the man up in Canada listening, or whomever, it's not a matter of the leadership only being transformed. But when he did that, he transformed us, and he said, now look it, the way you used to be and the way you used to act was really not the way the Christians act. Christians are not arrogant. Christians are not exclusivists. Christians are not running around condemning other people that the stuff they do all the time, that was wrong. Now, I'm leading you to something better. Look at Jesus. And
So to God be the glory for that transformation. That's the way Christians deal with one another, in a gracious way.
We've been talking about this for a couple of days, but Transformed by Truth really tells that story. It's written by Joseph Tkach. I was privileged to write the foreword. It's a book that I hope that everybody that's listening to my voice right now has heard enough about to want to order, read. And when you do, I know that it will encourage you to make a difference while there is still time. I mean, we can build platforms, we can be politically correct, we can look for our own prosperity, but the real thing is, for Jesus Christ on that day of days, to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over just a few things. I'm going to give you many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Greg, just an aside, when we were in Israel, I think perhaps both of us could more grasp the significance of Jesus Christ as he walked the Galilee saying, don't labor for that which perishes, labor for that which is eternal.
Yeah. Come unto me, all you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. And people who have been legalists, people who have been Sabbatarians, and people who are listening may be Sunday Sabbatarians as well, will know what that rest is, that Jesus is the rest, not a doctrine, not a day, not some holy day. Jesus is the rest. Come unto me. And we sat, Hank, on our boat on the Sea of Galilee and had a worship service on that boat where Jesus walked on the water and where Peter sank beneath the waves because his eyes left the Master. We experienced Jesus, as we said on the trip. It wasn't so much a matter of running around trying to establish that Jesus. Did he do it here, or was it just 20 yards over there that he did it? Or is this the right place, or is that the right place? Right places, that's not the issue. Experiencing and finding and coming to know Jesus. And a plug for touring Israel, that's what Christians can experience in Israel.
Transformed by Truth, you've got to get the book, 714-858-6100. It's available. Our resource consultants are available. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call it 714-858-5100. Just ask for the book by name, Transformed by Truth. It's radio off the number 424. You can also order via mail, box 7000, Rancho Santa Margarita, California, zip code 92688. And if you're ordering using Visa, MasterCard, or the Discover Card, remember the number 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Greg in Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Hank. Are you there?
I'm there. You're on with Greg and Joe as well.
Oh, fantastic. I'm a first-time caller, Hank. I want to thank you for your ministry. I have a question for Mr. Tkach. Are you there?
Yes, Greg. Go ahead.
Hi, Brother Joe. How are you?
Well, doing pretty good. I'm glad to talk to you.
Great. I read your book. I got it. I had it on hold in my bookstore for 3 months.
Oh.
And I finally got it. About three or four weeks ago, and I read it, and it was really good. And I just want to encourage you and thank you for writing it.
Well, thank you.
I want to ask you a question about it, though.
Sure.
I have a friend, a close friend of mine, that's involved in Christian identity. Are you familiar with that?
The belief, the British Israelism, the belief that the U.S. is a lost tribe of Israel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm intimately familiar with it.
How do I talk to someone like that?
Boy, I'll tell you,
because you addressed it a little bit in your book.
Yes.
I think not terribly so as far as the breaking down the theology and such. So I'm glad I got a chance to ask you.
Yeah, I think there are several things you can point out. One that I do point out to people when they ask me about it is, let's say it is true. What does it do for you? It has no salvific value. It doesn't forgive any sins. It doesn't improve our relationships with husband and wife, father, son, mother, daughter. Doesn't include any interpersonal relationships. In fact, the fruit of it is racism. So I point that out and say it's kind of a big so what, even if it were true. It doesn't do anything for us. But second, when you examine the evidence, you can, I think, refute it from scriptures themselves. Because the idea goes like this, that Israel was taken captive about 721 B.C., and then these people were deported, and they lost their identity. Well, they lost their identity, then how is it in the first century AD that these people knew what tribe they were from? There are half a dozen scriptures where people knew what tribe they were from. So how could they have lost their identity in 721 to the first century? You know, we're looking at a period of 800 years.
Is there one scripture that you thought that was really definitive and just approaching that mentality?
Yeah. In scripture, there's only two categories of people, the Israelites and the Gentiles. There isn't some third category.
Oh, I see. Because their biggest thing was that the Jews are different from Israel.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's just bogus.
Yeah. I don't know how to attack that.
Greg, this is Greg Albrecht. You just put your thumb on the finger on the heartbeat or whatever. That's what you've got to establish first if you're a British Israelite. You've got to establish this definition that, wait a minute, Jews and Israelites are different. And once you accept that, you're off on the merry-go-round. You're off on a wild roller coaster ride. So that is where you've got to stop it right there and say, wait a minute, let's talk about that biblically for a while.
So you think that's more foundational to
it? Of course that's foundational. That's extremely foundational.
More so than the actual British Israelism.
Well, the British Israelism, and I have to tell you, I spent a lot of time with that because of past Worldwide Church of God teachings on that. And there's a historical study, if you want to go into it, that will prove absolutely that it rose out of a desire on the part of people to show, to justify their efforts at empire building. And they were searching in the Bible to find something which to justify their own efforts. And the fruits of it have been bad for hundreds of years. So there's a whole historical study there.
You know, it's good that this question was brought up by Greg, because this is not just a problem with the Worldwide Church of God. There are pastors who are quote-unquote evangelical today who are promoting British Israelism.
Yes, there are.
Yep.
Yeah, and it becomes a framework for interpreting scripture and for predictive prophecy. And what's sad is it's seductive enough that it lulls a person into a sense of false security. You start making predictions. The predictions, you might coincidentally get something right, but then you can have 100 false predictions, but you never look back at the framework that's causing these predictions. That's the trouble with it.
And rooting it out, it's very pernicious, and rooting it out, it appeals to a lot of patriotic kinds of feelings, a lot of nationalism, and once that's taken root, very difficult, because people say, wait a minute, you're messing with, as an old song goes, the fight inside of me. I'm not going to, you're trying to get me to give up God, country, and my flag, and the rest of it. And it becomes deeply rooted very quickly. So it is something to be very cautious of.
Well, the problem with having the two of you in the studio is that time marches on so quickly. I know you're going to be back soon.
Yes.
With your
Millennial
video,
Madness.
Millennial Madness.
Yes.
And that is going to be an exciting time. It will be for all of us. We'll talk about that. Again, do you have the number for Plain Truth?
Thank you. I've got it, and thank you. And you can talk about Ranch with an O, and I'll give the 1-800-309-4466 for Plain Truth if you want to read a transformed Christian magazine, a wonderful magazine, $12.95 a year, 1-800-309-4466.
And, of course, Transformed by Truth, the book by Joseph DeConcha, available now for the Christian Research Institute when you call 714-858-6100. You can also write the Christian Research Institute at Box 7000, Rancho Santa Margarita, California, zip code 92688. If you're ordering using Visa, MasterCard, or the Discover card, do remember the number 888-7000-CRI. Thursday, a special broadcast with James White. You've heard him before in the Bible Instant broadcast. A Christian historian and apologist. We're going to be answering your questions. We'll see you then.
People said it couldn't be done. They forgot the power of God. Less than 10 years ago, the Worldwide Church of God was considered a cultic non-Christian denomination. Today, they stand as a shining example of how God can not only change a man's heart, he can change a movement. Joseph DeCox Jr., Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, tells the dramatic story of a journey from the cult to orthodoxy in his brand new book, Transformed by Truth. Read for yourself this amazing saga of a church that is willing to lose money, members, and reputation to take a stand for the truth in Christ Jesus. Get your copy today from CRI by calling 1-714-858-6100. Or if you're using your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover, call toll-free at 1-888-7000-CRI. You'll get the book, Transformed by Truth, the Christian Research Journal article on the Worldwide Church of God, and two live broadcasts of the Bible Answer Man featuring Joseph DeCox Jr. and Greg Albright of Plain Truth Magazine. Call today for this incredible story at 1-888-7000-274.